Welcome, 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 everybody. This is Islam for Christians, episode 64, Hadith, Intentions. I heard Allah's Messenger saying, "The reward of deeds depends upon the intentions, and every person will get the reward according to what he has intended. So whoever emigrated for worldly benefits or for a woman to marry, his emigration was what he emigrated for." This is the very first hadith of the Sahih al-Bukhari collection, so it's worth mentioning just on that basis. But that's not the real reason I chose this hadith to focus on here, because in my history episodes, we're approaching the Hijra, the migration to Medina, and this hadith talks about that. But more so, on a deeper level, it's also about the importance of intention. What Muhammad is saying here isn't really all that different than what Jesus was trying to tell the Pharisees in his day. Many things need to be judged by intentions and not necessarily actions to be judged fairly. For example, a woman anoints Jesus with some very expensive oil. Now, the apostles protest, noting, somewhat logically, that the oil could have been sold and the money given to the poor, and they yelled at her for this. But Jesus rebuked them, defending the woman, because he saw through practical considerations, he looked beyond practical considerations, and he looked directly at her intentions, and he saw it for the sincere deed that it was. God knows the intentions behind a person's actions, and that's often more important, really. Jesus knew that, and so did Muhammad. Now, Jesus never had to gather his community into one place. He did the opposite, actually. His apostles would later scatter to preach the gospel in different places. But Muhammad was dealing with a much larger amount of people here, and as they gathered in Medina, you know, during the Hijra, he had to know people would come to immigrate to the new city for a variety of reasons. I mean, heck, the reason he was invited there in the first place was due to converts who may have been sincere or could have been just as easily simple political operatives. Muhammad couldn't really know the difference, but God does. God knows the intentions of these men who are responsible for bringing Muhammad and his community to Medina. And God knows the difference between someone who comes to Medina with holy intentions and one who is just looking for opportunities. Not that there's anything wrong with moving for a job or for a marriage, but just don't expect to be lauded like someone who is feeling religious persecution. There is a reason we have a different name for a different kind of migrant. Usually a refugee or a pilgrim is given more compassion than an economic migrant. Again, nothing wrong with moving to better your situation, but it's not the same as going to a new land to sincerely practice your faith. That's what the first pilgrims did in what would eventually become the United States, and it's what many Muslims did when migrating to Medina. And those spiritual seekers received spiritual rewards. While on the other hand, economic migrants received economic rewards. And that is what Muhammad is trying to say here. And you can bring this into a modern context as well. Take Israel, for example. Imagine a woman wants to emigrate to Israel because she considers it to be a religious obligation for her. She wants to raise her family in a Jewish environment, in an Orthodox community where it's just much easier to keep God's commandments. Now, she will receive spiritual rewards from this immigration. Now, contrast that with a woman who comes to Israel for a high-paying biotech job. She moved seeking material improvement and professional opportunity, and she will receive that. Her rewards will be money and a nice apartment in Tel Aviv. Now, both received awards according to their intentions. Although, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably think that the religious woman is living a much richer life with much greater rewards. And this can be extended to anything else, really. Imagine a teenager goes to a youth group meeting at a local church. Now, why? Because there's pizza there, and probably girls. What will his reward be? Well, it will be pizza, and maybe girls. But then imagine the second person who goes there sincerely, the person whose heart is on fire for the Lord and wants to be challenged and guided by the gospel. Now, that person receives a very different reward, a reward linked to his intentions. Someone who comes seeking the Spirit will receive a spiritual reward, and his stomach will be full too, but that's an added bonus. Like Jesus said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Or, "Man does not live by pizza alone." Again, nothing wrong with pizza, but if you aim higher, if you intend higher, your rewards will be greater. Or as Muhammad put it, the reward of deeds depends upon the intentions, and every person will get the reward according to what he has intended. Thank you, and I'll talk to you next time. Inshallah. Thank you for listening to Islam for Christians. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Twitter at Makal Nasrani. And please share this podcast with your church, mosque, or anyone you think might be curious. All are welcome in this place. Feedback and questions are encouraged as well, so this show can be reached at makalnasrani@gmail.com.